In Louisiana today, officials have more details about deaths caused by Hurricane Katrina. During the height of the crisis, there were reports of law and order breaking down in New Orleans, of shootings and murders at the city's Superdome and Convention Center, and of scores of bodies being stored there. Local officials now say those reports may have been overblown. Joining us again is the editor of the New Orleans Times-Picayune, Jim Amos. Jim, welcome back to Day to Day. And let me note that the mayor of New Orleans, Ray Nagin, was among those repeating the stories of rape and murder after the storm. Do you now believe those stories were false?
I think they were certainly greatly exaggerated. The mayor was not the only one who was repeating them. Many of us in the media were doing so. And he, like many other officials, were relying on yet other reports from the ground, and in particular from his police chief, Eddie Compass, who was getting them from, I suppose, from his men.
So now, Eddie Compass, the chief of police, resigned very suddenly yesterday afternoon. Is it because of these reports?
The mayor was mum on the subject. Took no questions when he made the announcement yesterday. One can only speculate. I think there may be other probable causes. The city's crime rate has been rising ever so slightly, but ever so steadily also. But surely the mayor could not have been happy to have been put in the position of repeating allegations that turned out to be false and that I think were in large part based on what his police chief was telling him.
You're reporting in the paper today that immediately after the storm, there was criticism that Chief Compass was kind of holed up at headquarters. He wasn't out on the street, but he then became a very public figure. He was on television all the time talking about what had happened. He was out a lot. I wonder how the men and women of the New Orleans police force are going to feel about this.
Well, I think that they, like everybody else in the immediate aftermath of Katrina, were buffeted by all sorts of allegations that proved to be false, including the allegation that the police chief had simply fled town, and there was no substance whatsoever to that. And much of this arose, it was just fertile ground for these rumors because communication was non-existent. Cell phones didn't work, phones didn't work, walkie-talkies didn't work. And on top of that, just this apocalyptic atmosphere made everything horrific and everything bizarre seem likely or plausible.
Earlier, we heard from the governor of Louisiana, Kathleen Blanco, testifying today before Congress. There were these statements from Michael Brown, the deposed leader of FEMA, yesterday in congressional testimony, saying very specifically that local officials were to blame for what happened. And I just wonder about the reaction in the city to that.
Well, I think most people in Louisiana perceive Michael Brown to be someone who's desperately trying to salvage whatever reputation he has left after the debacle that was the FEMA rescue effort. So there's very little credibility attached to any of his statements, including the preposterous statement that Louisiana is a dysfunctional state.
Dysfunctional, that's what he said, saying that the governor and the mayor had no relationship and their inability to communicate was really at the base of what happened.
The governor and the mayor have a relationship. It's had its differences over the years. They're both Democrats, but they've gone their separate paths on occasion. But to say that they're political enemies or that they don't communicate is a terrific exaggeration.
Jim Amos, editor of the New Orleans Times-Picayune, speaking with us from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Jim, thank you again.
Pleasure.